Chris James knows Christian churches have hit tough times. He's religious himself, and he reads the many polls about declining religious identity rates in the U.S. But instead of being discouraged, Chris James asks, how can churches innovate? And he looks to Seattle for the answers. Chris James teaches at Dubuque University's Theological Seminary. He's conducting a study about Seattle's new churches, and I asked Chris James, why us?
I'm interested in the future of the church. And in some important ways, the future looks a lot like Seattle. Seattle is one of the most post-Christian cities in a country that's increasingly post-Christian. Seattle is one of the fastest-growing cities in the U.S., and Seattle is one of the most socially progressive cities in the nation. Those kinds of trends make Seattle a pioneer city, and for someone who's interested in what the church looks like in the future, I figure what the church looks like in Seattle is about as good a proxy as I can get.
So you were looking at new churches. What are some of the successful strategies you discovered at these new churches?
Well, really, there's a lot of different things happening. Some of those that are successful in the sense of numerical success are somewhat like Mark Driscoll's Mars Hill. They're churches that have a small group structure with a rhythm. What's most interesting and promising that I've seen is a sort of a relinquishment of strategy and instead taking up rhythms, spiritual rhythms of hospitality and service, putting down roots in a neighborhood, getting to know your neighbors, listening to their stories, hearing their needs and their hopes, and then asking God how they're supposed to be church, how they're supposed to be good news in that community. And so the churches that do that end up developing an imagination for church that moves beyond the Sunday sing-along. It's kind of a non-congregational form of church.
So can you give me a specific example of a church and how they have moved beyond the congregation?
Sure. In Greenwood, there's the Green Bean Coffee House that was started by Sanctuary Church. They worship on Sundays in Taproot Theater, but their primary mission, so to speak, their primary good news or evangelism that they're doing in the community is running this coffee shop. And the reason they do that, these churches aren't just trying to be cool. I want to emphasize that. These churches are paying attention to their neighborhoods and trying to figure out how to be a blessing, how to be good news in their neighborhoods. And so you may know Seattle has, this is no drag on Seattle, but it actually is one of the most unneighborly cities in the country. In 2013, the Greater Seattle Civic Index found that Seattle was 48th out of 51 in how often people talk to their neighbors. So these churches are attuned to this sort of lack of community and really pretty widespread sense of loneliness and need for community. And so they're creating these spaces as a service to the community, feeling that that's what God's calling them to do.
Chris, that's a really interesting concept. A lot of our listeners, I'm sure, will jump right in and talk about the Seattle Freeze, which is very infamous around here. But at what point does the line between community building and church get blurry so that a church isn't a church and it's not even agnostic, it's just not even religious?
Yeah, well, there's certainly some people who would say if you don't have hymns and a pipe organ, you don't have church. But, you know, Jesus himself said, where there's two or three gathered in my name, there I'm with them. So, you know, these churches, and I would agree with them, would say wherever there's two folks who are trying to follow Jesus and offering community and Christian love, they're being church. They're doing church. You know, why can't we recognize that church is bigger than a sing-along?
You've dedicated your career to church. How optimistic are you about the future of organized religion?
You know, that's a great question. There's the popular story is basically that religion is declining and sort of this imagination that it's just going to sort of fade quietly into the darkness. But really, in places like Seattle, religion and specifically Christianity, it's vibrant, it's small, but there's a lot of innovation and diversity and creativity happening. And so I think, you know, really in this It's sort of the Easter season, right? Christians remember that Jesus died and rose again. And if I could say anything about my research, one of the things that's interesting about it is that even in places where there's darkness and the sense of defeat, there can actually be quite a bit of hope and new life.
Chris James is studying new churches in Seattle. He teaches at Dubuque University's Theological Seminary in Dubuque, Iowa.